3강 의견 예제 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, I heard the Smith family moved out to the countryside. I really envy them.
Really? Why is that?
I think we can stay healthy if we live in the country.
Can you be more specific?
Here in the city, the air is polluted, but it's cleaner in the country.
That makes sense because there are fewer cars.
Right, and it's less noisy in the country too. We'll be less stressed.
I guess we could also sleep better since there isn't constant noise at night.
Plus, we can even grow our own fruits and vegetables.
That'd be nice. We can have a healthier diet.
Definitely. I'm sure country living will help us enjoy a healthy life.
I agree.
1번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
You look very tired, Hannah.
Yeah, I can't get a good night's sleep these days.
Why is that? Are you busy? Stressed out?
No, that's not it. I think I'm suffering from noise pollution.
Noise pollution? I thought your neighborhood was quiet and peaceful.
It used to be. But now the streets are packed with cars, so there are constantly loud engines and honking horns.
Why don't you learn to meditate?
Meditation?
Yes, I think meditation can help you deal with the noise.
Do you really think so?
Sure. It helps you relax, no matter how noisy it is around you.
Okay, I'll try that. Thanks for your advice.
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What are you reading, George?
It's an article called Disappearing Public Phones.
Sounds interesting.
Since basically everybody has a mobile phone nowadays, the number of phone booths is on a serious decline.
That's true. It's not easy to see public phone booths these days. I think we need more phone booths in the city.
According to this article, some cities are trying to get rid of all public phone booths because supposedly people conduct crime over these phones.
Well, I don't think it's a good idea to get rid of them. It'll be really inconvenient for people who need to use them.
But it's costly and difficult to maintain public phone booths.
What if your cell phone stopped working during an emergency and there wasn't a public phone around?
I'd be in trouble.
Exactly. That's why I believe the city has to set up more phone booths instead of getting rid of them.
Yeah, you may be right.
3번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Carl, how was your summer vacation?
Well, it was okay. I didn't do anything special. How about you?
I spent 5 weeks volunteering in Tanzania.
Oh, I remember you said you were going to volunteer at an orphanage there. How was it?
It was challenging, but so meaningful. I learned a lot from volunteering there.
I think you should share what you learned with others to make it more meaningful.
What do you mean?
You should tell other people about your volunteering experience. Maybe that'll inspire them to volunteer.
Good idea.
Each time you share that with someone new, you're possibly multiplying the impact of your volunteer experience.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
4번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Brian, we're finally in Manhattan.
Yeah, Mom. There are so many places to see.
Definitely. Oh, there's the Museum of Natural History over there. Let's cross the street.
Okay, Mom.
Are you sending a text message?
Well, yes. Actually, I'm writing a message to Cindy.
You're always doing that. Why don't you stop doing it while walking? Texting while walking is distracting and can cause an accident.
But look around, Mom. Most people are looking at their mobile phones while walking around.
It's a dangerous habit, though. Do you see the sign next to the crosswalk?
Yes, it says, heads up.
That means pedestrians should walk with their heads up, not looking at their phone. It's safer to do so.
You're right. I'll keep that in mind.
Good.
5번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Mr. Mary.
Hi, Kate. Come and sit down.
Thank you. Could I ask you a question about my English composition score? Actually, it was much lower than I expected.
Sure. Let me check it. I think it's due to the number of misspelled words.
How many points were taken off because of them?
1 point was taken off for every 3 errors in spelling. And your composition had 12 misspelled words in total.
Really? I didn't know I had misspelled so many words.
Many misspelled words harm the overall effectiveness of your writing. You didn't proofread, did you?
No. I mainly just focused on the organization of the contents of my essay.
You really need to think about accuracy, too. That's why you should do proofreading after writing.
Okay, I'll be sure to do that from now on.
6번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Eric, do you have a minute to talk with me?
Yes, Miss Brown.
It's about your physics midterm exam score. It's much lower than last semester.
I know. The exam was really difficult for me.
Didn't you study hard for it?
Yes, I did. But I just couldn't understand some of the questions.
So, did you end up figuring out those questions after the exam?
No. I was so disappointed with my score that I didn't feel like doing that.
Reviewing those questions is essential for your studies, though.
But why? The exam is over, and the questions won't be on the final exam.
Oh, Eric, reviewing the challenging questions you failed to solve helps you figure out your weaknesses.
Okay, I'll start doing that.
Good. It'll definitely help.